Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member My Ram Gold. All right, today Maseches Vachim Daf Samachav, the sixth parak Kodesh Kodashim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Abai said that even Kachim Kalim may not be eaten when the Mizbeach is damaged. Rabbi Yirmiyah sought to disprove this from a contradiction between brises. One says that when the Mishkan was dismantled and the Mizbeach was removed for journeys, Kachim meat became pasul. The other says that Kachim may be eaten b'shnei makomos, in two places, which presumably means both while the Mishkan was standing and while they traveled. This contradiction apparently proves that in contrast to Kachim, Kachim Kalim may be eaten without a Mizbeach. Ravina answers that the two braises reflect a Machlokas Tanaim. Alternatively, the two places of the second braisa refer to two situations to permit eating Kachim both while the Mishkan is fully standing and Lachish Yifarku Levim as a Mishkan after the Levim dismantle the Mishkan but the Mizbeach is still in place. Although one might think the meat should be disqualified as Yotze, having left the Azara, since it was dismantled, the Pasuk says V'nasa Olamod, the tent of meeting shall journey, implying that even while traveling, it's still called the Olamod. Point number two, Ravuna said in Rav's name, Mizbeach shel Shilo shel Avanim hayu. The Mizbeach in Shilo is made of stones, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov darshaned. The Torah mentioned stones three times regarding Mizbeach, alluding to the three Mizbachos made of stone, in Shilo, in Novin Givon, and in the base of Migdash. This is challenged from a Braisa teaching, on Istalkum al Mizbeach and Nechoshes el Bimei Shlomo. The fire which descended from Shemaim did not depart from the copper Mizbeach until the days of Shlomo, when the fire went instead onto Shlomo's Mizbeach, and the fire which descended in Shlomo's time did not depart until Menashe removed it. If the Mizbeach in Shilo was of stones, then the heavenly fire left Moshe's Mizbeach centuries before Shlomo's Mizbeach was built. The Gemara first answers that this question is a Machlokas Tanaim. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answers that the Braisa only means Onistalka Luvatala, the heavenly fire did not depart completely from the Mizbeach. The rabbis explain this means that Moshe's Mizbeach would send sparks and flames to the Mizbeach of Shilo. Rav Papa says, Ushpiza Havanaket, the fire acted as a guest, alternating between being on Moshe's Mizbeach and Shilo's Mizbeach. And point number three, a Mishnah states that when the second base of Migdash was built, four amos were added on the south and west sides. Rav Yosef explains why, Mishum Dulo Sapek, because it was otherwise not enough for all the karbanos. Abaya asks, if the original Mizbeach was sufficient during the first base of Migdash, when the population was far greater, why didn't it suffice during the second base of Migdash? Rav Yosef answered, Hasam Eishal Shamay Misaitan. There, during the first base of Migdash, a heavenly fire ate of them, but did not in the second base of Migdash. Bar Kapar explained differently, Shisim Hosifu. They added to the Mizbeach to incorporate the Shisim, the two holes in the ground into which the Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim were poured. During the first base of Migdash, they understood Mizbach Adama to imply Atum Ba'adama, enclosed of earth without holes. Eventually, they held Shtia Keachila, the Mizbeach's drinking should be like its eating. Just as the Mizbeach consumes karbanas placed on the fire, its drinks should also be poured into the Mizbeach itself. On the next daf, Rav Yosef quotes a braisa teaching that in the second base of Migdash, they darshaned a pasuk to teach that the Mizbeach could be built up to 60 amos long. So once again, the three points are, number one, on the previous daf, Abai said that even Kachim Kalim may not be eaten when the Mizbeach is damaged. Rabbi Yirmiyah sought to disprove this from a contradiction between braises. One says that when the Mishkan was dismantled and the Mizbeach was removed for journeys, Kachim meat became pasul. The other says that Kachim may be eaten b'shnei makomos, in two places, which presumably means both while the Mishkan was standing and while they traveled. This contradiction apparently proves that in contrast to Kachim, Kachim Kalim may be eaten without a Mizbeach. Ravina answers that the two braises reflect a Machlokas Tanaim. Alternatively, the two places of the second braisa refer to two situations to permit eating Kachim both while the Mishkan is fully standing and Lachish Yifarku Levim as a Mishkan after the Levim dismantle the Mishkan but the Mizbeach is still in place. Although one might think the meat should be disqualified as Yotze, having left the Azara, since it was dismantled, the Pasuk says V'nasa Olamod, the tent of meeting shall journey, implying that even while traveling, it's still called the Olamod. Point number two, Ravuna said in Rav's name, Mizbeach shel Shilo shel Avanim hayu. The Mizbeach in Shilo is made of stones, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov darshaned. The Torah mentioned stones three times regarding Mizbeach, alluding to the three Mizbachos made of stone, in Shilo, in Novin Givon, and in the base of Migdash. This is challenged from a braisa teaching, on Istalkum al Mizbeach and Nechoshes el Bimei Shlomo. The fire which descended from Shemaim did not depart from the copper Mizbeach until the days of Shlomo, when the fire went instead onto Shlomo's Mizbeach, and the fire which descended in Shlomo's time did not depart until Menashe removed it. If the Mizbeach in Shilo was of stones, then the heavenly fire left Moshe's Mizbeach centuries before Shlomo's Mizbeach was built. The Gemara first answers that this question is a Machlokas Tanaim. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak answers that the Braisa only means l'nistalku l'vatala, the heavenly fire did not depart completely from the Mizbeach. The rabbis explain this means that Moshe's Mizbeach would send sparks and flames to the Mizbeach of Shiloh. Rav Papa says, Ushpiza havanaket, the fire acted as a guest, alternating between being on Moshe's Mizbeach and Shiloh's Mizbeach. And point number three, Mishnah states that when the second base of Migdash was built, four amos were added on the south and west sides. Rav Yosef explains why, Mishum Dulo Safek, because it was otherwise not enough for all the karbanos. Abaya asks, if the original Mizbeach was sufficient during the first base of Migdash, when the population was far greater, why didn't it suffice during the second base of Migdash? Rav Yosef answered, Hasam Eshel Shammai Misaitan. There, during the first base of Migdash, a heavenly fire ate of them, but did not in the second base of Migdash. Bar Kapar explained differently, Shisim Hosifu. They added to the Mizbeach to incorporate the Shisim, the two holes in the ground into which the Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim were poured. During the first base of Migdash, they understood Mizbach Adama to imply Atumba Adama, enclosed of earth without holes. Eventually, they held Shtia Keachila, the Mizbeach's drinking should be like its eating. Just as the Mizbeach consumes karbanas placed on the fire, its drinks should also be poured into the Mizbeach itself. On the next daf, Rabbi Yosef quotes a braisa teaching that in the second base of Migdash, they darshaned a pasuk to teach that the Mizbeach could be built up to 60 amos long. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Aleph, and our standard Siman is a saw. In this case, a chainsaw. So here goes. The worker with a chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, and had his friend use his saw to cut wood for measurements for the newly expanded Mizbeach for Bayis Sheni. Once again, some motion. The worker with the chainsaw saw that must move on Daf Samech Aleph. The worker with a chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, which reminds us where it teaches that Kachim could be eaten after the Mishkan was dismantled. So the worker with a chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, which reminds us the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made of stones, and Moshe's Mizbeach would send sparks and flames to the Mizbeach of Shiloh. So the worker with the chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say, they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, and had his friend use his saw to cut wood for measurements for the newly expanded Mizbeach for Bayis Sheni. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states that when Bayis Sheni was built, four amos were added on the south and west sides. Rav Yosef explains, Mishum Dilasapi, because it was otherwise not enough for all the karbanos. Abai asks if the original Mizbeach was sufficient during Bayis Rishon, when the population was far greater, why didn't it suffice during Bayis Sheni? Rav Yosef answered, there during Bayis Rishon, a heavenly fire ate of them, but did not in Bayis Sheni. Bar Kapar explained differently, Shisin Hosifu, they added to the Mizbeach to incorporate the Shisin, the two holes in the ground into which Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim were poured. So once again, the worker with a chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, and had his friend use his saw to cut wood for measurements for the newly expanded Mizbeach for Bayis Sheni. All right, so now it's time for a four-block back Hazara. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Siman Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we often use a long nose. So here goes. The man delivering a Bechor with a long nose, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Zayin. The man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, which reminds us, a Braisa presents a source that the Bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night. Ubsarm yelach, kachaza etnufa ukashoka yomin. And their meat shall be for you like the breast of the waving and the right thigh. This creates a hekesh between Shlamim and Bechor, teaching that just as Shlamim is eaten for shnei yomim v'layla echad, Bechor is as well. So the man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Hemen of a Devar Achir stand, who is giving out a paper with a pasuk on it, and a free doll with a long nose, which reminds us, the more brings a machlokes if Hemen of a Devar Achir is considered learned from a hekesh. So the man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Hemen of a Devar Achir stand, who is giving out a paper with a pasuk on it, and a free doll with a long nose, were startled when the man rushed by trying to get his Pesach eaten before Chatzos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokes of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva, whether the Karban Pesach may only be eaten until Chatzos or until the morning. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. At his Numi's Bech exhibit in a zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be on Daf Nun Ches. At his new Mizbech exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, stood on top of a Mizbech and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kodshe Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon, which reminds us the sixth parak begins, Kodshe Kachim Sheshchatim Barosh Mizbech. If Kodshe Kachim were shechted on top of the Mizbech, Rabbi Yossi says, Ki on Nishchatu B'Tzafon. It is valid as if they were shechted in the north of the Azor. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says the southern half of the Mizbech is considered like Darom, and the northern half of the Mizbech is considered like Tzafon. Rabbi Yochan says Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbech actually stood in Tzafon. So at his new Mizbech exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, stood on top of a Mizbech and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kodshe Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon, while an employee stood on the ground next to a smaller Mizbech in the Mizbech's former floor space where Shechita would be possible, which reminds us, Rav Yochan said that Rav Yossi bar Rav Yehuda agrees Shimshchatin connecting Bakarka Psulos, that if he shechted Kodshe Kachim on the ground opposite the Mizbech, meaning on the floor space of the Mizbech, it's invalid because he holds the space is in Darom. The Gemara clarifies that the case is the Batzir Batsuri, where they reduced the Mizbech to a smaller size and one shechted in the Mizbech's former floor space. So, at his new Mizbech exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, stood on top of a Mizbech and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kodshe Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon, while an employee stood on the ground next to a small Mizbech in the Mizbech's former floor space, where Shechita would be possible, and challenged the visitor to figure out where to place the Marach HaShnia, depending on if the Mizbech was in the Darom, Tzafon, or in the middle of the Azara, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos to Naim about the location of the Mizbeach regarding placement of the second Maracha. Daf Nun Tes, of the Simmer Daf Nun Tes, is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knights in shining armor, knights in shining armor? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Tes. The knights in shining armor at the Mizbeach dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbeach puzzling al karbanah shechtet from then on, which reminds us, Rav said, Mizbeach shenifkam, if the Mizbeach became damaged, all karbanas which were shechted there are disqualified. Rabbi Yochan went further and said that even karbanas which were only shechted after the Mizbeach was repaired are invalid, since they could not be shechted while it was damaged. The Gemara explains that Rav holds, Balei Chaim ein nidchim, living creatures are not permanently rejected from being sacrificed and may be used after the disqualification ends. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Balei Chaim nidchim. So the knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech, puzzling all karbanas, shechted from then on, had to dodge karbanas being brought on the floor of the Azara because the Mizbech was too small to contain them all, which reminds us, the pasuk says about Shlomo's dedication of the Mizbech, that he sanctified the interior of the courtyard where he brought numerous karbanas, because the copper Mizbech, which was before Hashem, was too small to accommodate the karbanas. Rabbi Yehuda explains, Dvarim Ksavam, the words mean as they are written, that Shlomo sanctified the Azara floor itself to enable burning karbanas there because the Mizbech he had built was too small for so many karbanas. The Gemara will explain accordingly that the Mizbech HaNechoshes means Shlomo's stone Mizbech, which replaced Moshe's copper Mizbech. Rabbi Yossi objects. So the knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech, puzzling all karbanas shechted from then on, had to dodge karbanas being brought on the floor of the Azar because the Mizbech was too small to contain them all, and jumped over two models commemorating the Mizbech of Moshe, one 5 amos square and 1 10, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Moshe's Mizbech was not 5 amos square, as Rabbi Yossi holds, since it is described as Revuah, square, which is also used to describe the Mizbech in Heskel. He says that just as that Mizbech's length refers to each direction from the center, Moshe's Mizbech was also 5 amos in each direction from the center, meaning 10 amos square. This allows for a marach of 36 square amos, 6 by 6, so if it can only accommodate 1,000 karbanas, then Shlomo's could not accommodate 142 times that amount. Daf Samach, so the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers. Smiley face stickers? That must be more on Daf Samach. The boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yehuda said that Shlomo Melch was makdish the Azara floor for bringing karbanas. Rava says Rabbi Yehuda agrees regarding damim, bloods of korbanos, that they may not be sprinkled on the azara floor. He attempts to prove this from Rabbi Yehuda's statement that a kohen would fill a cup of blood of the many pesach korbanos from the floor of the azara and pour it onto the mizbeach, so that if the blood of one korban is spilled without being poured on the mizbeach, the pouring of this blood mixture would validate that korban. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that the azara floor was valid even for matnos of blood, then its mitzvah has already been done when it originally spilled on the floor. The Gemara deflects this proof. So if the boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned two smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, and that a nick on the Mizbech forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder of Menachos, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, Mizbech shenifkam. If the Mizbech is damaged, one may not eat the remaining portion of a mincha on its account. The pasuk says, "Ve'achu matzos etzol mizbech," and eat the mincha unleavened next to the mizbech. Since it can't be eaten anywhere in the Azara, not just near the mizbech, this is interpreted to mean the mincha may only be eaten bizman shu shalim v'lo bizman shu chaser, at a time when the mizbech is whole and not when it's deficient. The pasuk uses the expression of kodesh kadoshim, teaching that this law applies to all kachim kachim. Abai proceeds to prove that this also applies to kachim kalim. So the boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned two smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, and that a nick on the Mizbeach forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder of Menachos, watched his classmate get a smiley face sticker for bringing a basket of Maaser She'ani to class, since he can't bring it to Yerushalayim and eat nowadays. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel said, Yachu Yahu Adam Maaser She'ani Yerushalayim Yachulenu Bizman Hazeh. One might think that a person can bring up his Maaser She'ani to Yerushalayim and eat it nowadays, although the base of Mikdash was destroyed. A hakish between Bechor and Maaser She'ani teaches, Ma Bechor Eino El Lifnei Abayis, just as Bechor is only eaten while there's a base of Mikdash, so too Maaser She'ani can only be eaten when there's a base of Mikdash. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn that if one shecht to kachim on the ground on the floor space of the Mizbeach, it is possible? That's on daf? Nun ches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we have machlokas tanaim about the location of the Mizbeach regarding the placement of the second maracha? That's on daf? Nun ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that blood which spills on the Azara floor does not qualify as an avoda? That's on daf? Samach. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have machlokas whether Moshe's Mizbeach was 5 amos square or 10 amos square? That's on daf? Nuntas. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn why the Mizbeach of Bais She'ani was made larger? That's on daf? Samach Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yehuda says that Shlomo sanctified the Azara floor itself to enable burning karbanos here because the Mizbeach he had built was too small for so many karbanos? That's on daf? Nuntas. Good. Number 7. Which daf did we learn that the Mizbeach and Shiloh was made of stones and that Moshe's Mizbeach would send sparks and flames to the Mizbeach of Shiloh? That's on daf? Samach Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which daf did we learn that the Toda and Al-Nazar are kachim kalim and can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim? That's on daf? Nunhei. Good. Number 9. Which daf did we learn that kachim could be eaten after the Mishkan was dismantled? That's on daf? Samachal. Great. And number 10. Which daf does Gemara bring the source that a Bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night? That's on daf? Nun Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.